Welcome to another episode of Tales from a Digital Marketing Realtor. Today we're going to talk about technology. Yeah. All right. So there's a lot of cool things happening with technology today that could really enhance when you're trying to list the property. So I want to go from here from the seller side of the equation. So for example, let's talk about the first thing. If you're trying to list a property today, you want to have the best images. We already talked in the previous episode about using the right type of photos. But let's go beyond photos. Let's talk about videos. There's these amazing drone videos that you can now use and have a drone go through a property. Or if you want to just have it take a look at the neighborhood, you could have the drone go up into the neighborhood as well and give them an aerial view. There's a lot of just amazing little touches that you can provide using this type of feature. So the first thing I want to encourage you to do is if you're going to do something like a little walkthrough, maybe have a drone walk through the property. Hiring someone to do that could be really helpful for you. Or if you're interested in learning how to do that yourself, you can get drones for like $300 to $500 and start learning how to use that. Now, you might want to practice in bigger spaces because, you know, walking around a house, you have a lot of walls. You don't want to run into that. So you might want to go to a beach, make sure you can learn how to do that. And once you're good at flying the drone around, then you can start flying it around the house, going into different rooms. Giving that feel that you're walking through a house using a drone is a really amazing technique. Number two, let's talk about IoT. IoT is Internet of Things, smart devices. So a few listings I've gone on recently, one of the things I saw was I went to the property, the realtor wasn't there, so they gave me their Sentry lock code, and I went in and all the lights were on. And I texted the realtor. I said, well, do you want me to turn off the lights? He said, no, we got it. We'll do it afterwards. And what they're really doing is they're using smart light technology to turn on all the lights. So a lot of new builders will do this. So instead of just having everything done through regular lights and having to go in and show that, you have a smart technology there so you could turn on the lights automatically. And a lot of us do this in our own homes. Why not do this on a listing? Turn on all the lights automatically so it's available. In addition to that, you could also use videos, like if you want to use like a Ring doorbell or something like that, to monitor people, making sure that the doors are being locked, making sure that everything is in the right spot once they're done with the listing. And there are some tools to help realtors with that now also, or property owners, where they'll make sure that the doors actually get locked on time. And if someone does not do that, it gets reported and they have their information. So you know who to blame if something gets broken or someone gets broken into it. Number three, let's talk about AI and machine learning. So think about all the different ways you can make things smarter with your property. This could be as simple as having chatbots to answer people's questions. So you send them to a chatbot website or something like that, so they're able to find out exactly what's going on. Or using technology like data to understand exactly what the trends are in your market so you can make sure that you're able to sell correctly. It also makes the buyer experience that much faster and easier. Number four is virtual and augmented reality. So a lot of times what you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of different staging, like virtual staging that's starting to happen. You'll see this a lot of listings right now also. So there's companies like Roomy, for example, which have virtual staging. And the cool thing about using some of this is that it might be an empty property, but then you could actually show a virtually staged version of that to give you an idea of what it looks like with all the furniture in there. And the other thing with having this is that you could do VR as well. So you could have 360 degrees. So if someone has a VR headset, they can be like walking around in your house, like 3D in wherever they're at the moment. And this makes it that much easier to do a listing because you're actually doing a remote showing with somebody who could be halfway around the country, halfway around the world in your listing. The fifth and final way to do this is by using the real estate online real estate marketplaces. And this is not something that's necessarily new, but a lot of the technology that's being used right now is being so much more sophisticated than it was even 3 to 5 years ago. Using big data, a lot of these large companies like Zillow and Reddit and Trulia, they're able to get all this information, all this data to give you better results, to personalize those results. So if you have a property, it's possible to advertise that property on these platforms and get better leads from them because you're using these online real estate marketplaces. And a lot of times the great thing about this is there's so many different marketplaces out there right now that if you start placing all the your listings on these different marketplaces, which the MLS, a lot of times if you're doing it on there, you could do that anyways. You could spread out what you're doing and give more attention to your individual listings. So keep in mind, the more you do that, the more you keep spreading out the words on these different marketplaces, the more attraction you're going to get. And since it is a seller's market right now, this means you're going to find buyers even that much faster. There's a lot of houses right now that are going in 1-2 days. Like, that's nuts. So keep in mind, if you're looking to sell something fast, having access to these online real estate marketplaces will help you accelerate that process. So this is Andy Nathan talking to you about 5 different ways that technology can help you with your organization to help you list your property. So that includes drones. That includes IoT, Internet of Things, your smart devices. That also includes virtual and augmented reality. It also includes AI and machine learning. And finally, as we talked about, it includes these online marketplaces. So if you're looking to get more out of this, definitely take advantage of technology. The world is changing so fast because of what's happening here. If you're able to leverage this now, you'll get ahead of your competition. If you have questions about how to do this and you're in Illinois and you want to work with a realtor who understands how to use these technologies to market your property, I'd love to be able to talk with you. My name is Andy Nathan. I'm your digital marketing realtor. You can find me at andynathan.net. Feel free to schedule a free consultation. I'd love to be able to talk to you more about how to use technology to market your properties better. Thank you very much.